Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it's the 23rd of January, 2012, and this is the AR Q&A call. I want to welcome everybody to the call today, and I am doing this offline, so when you log on, you'll be able to download this and hear it. So our first question for today, Rick, are there any techniques or answers on how to help your hurt spouse who continually has vivid images of affair partner during routine conversations or when in intimate contact? So one of the best techniques that you can do to help her is help her be in the moment. Eye contact oftentimes is really good. Just tell them to keep looking at you if you can be present in the moment with them. Also, focusing on something besides the infidelity at times. Try to make spaces where you can talk about something different. But primarily, I find that just being able to have her look at you, and if you're calm, it should help her calm down a little bit and reassure her. Tell her that, again, just reiterate you hate that she's going through this. And another thing that you can do, especially when you're making love, I think, in intimate contact is, again, make sure you have eyes open sex and keep the lights on. Again, as long as she's got eye contact with you, she's going to be in the moment with you, and it really helps with those intrusive thoughts. The eyes are the windows to the soul, and as long as she can see your eyes, she is going to be much better off. So for our second question, based on your famous saying, "My mate's not the problem, but reveals the problem in me," as the unfaithful spouse who is diligently seeking God and working on my own issues, I have been asked by my mate to disclose why I cheated and what is her problem. I believe this is between her and God and not for me to entertain this very volatile matter. I want my mate to search her heart for any weaknesses she may possess and not what I may perceive as imperfections. Your response would be greatly appreciated with how to proceed in this delicate matter. We're 6 weeks out, and she feels she is still where we were during EMS. Please advise. So that is a really good question. I don't know that you even know the why. I think the only thing you can say right now is because I was self-centered and selfish, and tell her you're doing your best through your individual work and through prayer to figure out the why you did it. I mean, other than the fact that we were stupid, dumb, self-centered, I don't know that the whys, I mean, they're complicated. I know that I've spent, you know, decades trying to figure out all the whys I did what I did. I just know that the why is not that important, other than the fact that I think for Stephanie, she needed to know that I had a sense of what I needed to do to make sure it didn't happen again. And to the extent that why plays into that, I think the why is important. For instance, part of my problem was I was careless and put myself in situations that lousy things could happen. So I needed to quit assuming I was strong and could handle it and get rid of my own stupidity, and instead just assume I was weak and that I needed God's help to get through this. Now, in terms of what's her problem, I agree with you 100%. You didn't do it because of her, and I'm not saying that there weren't problems in the marriage. All of us want to have a better marriage, but that's something individually for us to begin to look at. If there are issues in the marriage that you're unhappy with, I think with the help of a marriage counselor, the two of you can talk about that some. But I would first make sure that you're kind of down the road with your own healing. I think that's going to be an important aspect. So I would just say, I think that's part of your individual work. You know, were you being the wife you wanted to be? That's great. I know that I'm taking responsibility for not being the husband I needed to be, and eventually, you know, as you go through Beyond EMS in particular, you'll be talking about the wounds you've got in the relationship. And I think maybe those questions would partially be answered there if, you know, she is attending those calls and doing the homework. We are 3 years past D-Day, but only 6 months after EMS weekend. Unfortunately, our group disintegrated shortly after we started our studies beyond EMS. I'm the hurt spouse. Recently, I found a discrepancy in what my husband said he was doing because of a gas receipt with time that made it impossible. When I pointed this out, he said there had to be something wrong. He suffers from depression, and it seemed to me that this caused a depressive state that lasted a couple of days. I trust God with him and know he will bring into light that which is hidden, as he did before. How do I go about something like this in a very loving way that is loving and yet not enabling? I don't want to sweep dust under the carpet and pretend it's not there. I've thought on and off about asking him to do a lie detector test, but I really don't know if it would be a thing to do. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. So that's an interesting one. If you know, I guess I would probably like a little bit more information. I think your question is, how do you talk about it or bring it up in a way that's not shaming and not a problem? And to me, the way that you do that is you first point out what their best possible motive might have been for why that happened, or what their best argument might be. If they are doing work in recovery, I would certainly affirm that to begin with. Tell them what they're doing well, and just say that, and then talk from an I perspective. You know, it scares me when I find information like this, because it seems to be a discrepancy, and I understand mistakes can happen, but, you know, it causes me to flood. Is there any way you can help help me understand? I would kind of bring it up from that perspective. And I believe that, you know, as long as they don't feel like you're doing what's called fast startup, where it feels like an attack, you know, you lied to me, blah, blah, blah. If you start off with, I see you doing this, and I know you're doing this, and I know your heart, but this is something that's really confusing to me, and it scares me when we see things like this, or I see things like this, can you help me understand what was going on? Usually there'll be a lot less defensiveness. One other technique to stop defensiveness when you bring something up to them is say, I want to bring something up, but I don't know that you're going to be able to not be defensive. Almost setting it up, telling them they're going to be defensive by the way you're bringing it up, oftentimes will prevent them from being defensive simply because they don't want you to be right, so they'll work really hard at not being defensive. So that would be another approach. One other thing I might suggest, if you're still interested in Beyond EMS, but your group didn't follow through, I believe they are starting a new group to help those like yourself where their groups didn't follow through. So if you want to contact Aaron, just at info@affairrecovery.com. They should be able to give you some information about a new group that may be starting. So that concludes our call for the day. I want to thank everybody for calling in, and I hope you all have a good week. Be sure to keep those questions coming. Thank you.